Hey, this is Random from Sturgeon's Law, and you're entirely listening to Barely Podcasting.
It's the Barely Podcasting Podcast with your host, Barely.
And he might bring along that stupid peeing dog, too.
Hi, and welcome to the Barely Podcasting Podcast. This is your host, Barely, and this is episode number 23, six away from number 29, my lucky number. Yeah, well, I don't know why I keep doing that. Okay, on this episode, and I know I've never really done this before, but now I am going to kind of do this. I've been given a couple critiques here and there, and this is kind of one thing that I'm going to kind of work on and kind of tweak the show a little bit. But on this episode, we have 4th of July morons, balls attacks, I suck at sports even more, why do I have to keep proving it to everyone, a review that I'm going to do, which I do every week. I mean, what's different there? Did I really lose my bet? And that's pretty much it. So here, let's get right into the show. On the 4th of July, my family went over to a friend's house who was right near the park where the fireworks were being shot off from. So we go over there earlier in the day and someone down the block from them is shooting off fireworks themselves. Which, hey, kind of cool. Free show. But they let off some of these loud bangers probably every 10 minutes. Well, it sets off my wife's car alarm. So you would hear bang! Woo, 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 woo. Annoying. Yeah, I know. Well, I could shut off her car alarm, but yet at the same time, what happens is her car rearms itself after like 20 seconds. It just doesn't lock. So this was going on all day. I think the guy down at the end of the block was kind of thinking, hey, I could set off that car alarm like 10 to 12 times this week. This is going to be fun. So he kept doing it and doing it and doing it. Well, as the night went on, we had the full fireworks show, which was really, it was a good show, and we were able to watch it off their porch, which was actually really kind of nice. And then this guy kept putting on a show, which was actually a pretty good show in and of itself. They had spent a lot of money doing this. So we moved to the front yard, and we're playing with sparklers with the little girl and their little boy. And then all of a sudden, we start seeing a squad car coming down the street. So we're all thinking, okay, these guys are going to stop. Well, the smoke had kind of cleared from that end of the block. So it was fine. No problem. Well, this street kind of curves out a little bit. So when the cop car drove by, these people didn't see him anymore. And so they launch off to, and the cop is just barely beyond the street. It was just the dumbest move. He backs up. There's no way they could have hid because you saw the smoke trails going up into the sky for these two fireworks they shot off. Cop car backs up really quick, squeals down the road, and they were busted. It was actually kind of funny because it's illegal to shoot off fireworks like that in Illinois if you don't have a license and blah, 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 blah. All that legal mumbo jumbo crap. Well, the cop goes over, and he's down there for like 20 minutes. He doesn't arrest him, but what we think he did is he took all the fireworks. So that meant when he was pulling away, his car was probably loaded with maybe a couple $1,000 worth of fireworks. So what do? I yell to the cop, hey, copper, got any fireworks? Anything for sale? My wife looks at me, he's like, you are such a dork. Why would you say such a comment? I look at her and I say, hey, babe, it's me. What do you expect? A few days later, we went back to our friend's house who we were at for the 4th of July. We're just kind of sitting around, not doing too much, but yet kind of hanging out. And their son, he's a big boy. He's not fat. He's just really big. For his age, he's really big. He probably is roughly the same weight as someone about 2 years older than him. Well, the kid is still doing the kind of stuff. He's a four-year-old. He does the four-year-old kind of thing. Well, he seems to like to jump on me. Every time I go over, he will come over and plop, just jump on me. It's like, oh my God, this kid's heavy. Well, I never had the joy, I guess you can say, of one of his favorite pastimes. That would be hitting daddy in the balls. I'm not daddy. So fortunately, I have not been accustomed to this little game. Until Friday. We go over, and we're just kind of hanging out, and the kid comes up, and he plops on me a few times. I'm like, okay, not a problem, not a problem. And then the third time, he comes over, and he's running. I have both my hands, I have food in both my hands, and, well, food and a drink. I mean, I'm not that much of a slob. But I have all this in my hand, and he comes over, wham, right on the boys. Oh my God, did that hurt. It just was one of those kind of things where it all of a sudden happens, and you see white. And I kind of push the kid off, and everyone's laughing. It's like, this actually isn't very funny. My boys have been injured. I care about them probably more than any other body part I have. They are the most painful if hit the wrong way. This kid seems to think it's funny. And he tried to do it again and again and again. It's like, no, kid, please don't do this. Don't, no, not the balls. Fortunately, I think they still work. I don't know, but they still are kind of there. And they're not discolored, so thank God for that. But still, my boys hurt. I had to ice them. Is that a little bit too much information for you folks? Well, if it is, oh well. I'm sorry. Things you have to do when you have a four-year-old in the area. Well, folks, once again, I have proven that I am not an athlete. And it also seems like that people around me aren't athletes either. I know most of you know that I'm on a church softball league with the church I'm a member of, and I just got back from a game, and oh, we suck. I mean, it not just suck, like, oh yeah, it was like a 10-run game. No, we really suck. Our league has a 7-run maximum per inning per team. So if a team scores 7 runs in an inning, the inning's automatically over. It's a way to keep the other team somewhat in it. Because you could score 15 runs on the opposing team easily if you're on against the right team. And my team is the right team. There were so many times that balls were thrown right at me, I missed them. There were a couple screamers hit right where I should have been, where I'd been like the play before, but I'm like, nah, the guy's not going to hit it over to me. Now he hit it right to where I was, and I would have made an easy out, maybe even double play. But no, I wasn't there, and I'm standing there, and I just watched the ball go by. I'm like, oh, oops. At one point, there were two games that went on. I played in both of them. I played catcher in one of them. Well, the ball gets hit, and and the guy at second base gets it, and he throws it back home. But I'm used to playing first, where if there's not a player near me, I don't pay attention. Well, you don't do that at home plate when you're the catcher, because he threw it at me, and I'm like, what? And I caught it, but I was like so far off, and the guy scored, and it was pathetic. I am not an athlete. Why do I try to pretend to be an athlete? Oh, yeah, also my hitting? Oh, that's even worse. I was hitting screamers right at everybody. I was hitting it right at the pitcher twice. He caught it both times. I hit it right to the second baseman, to the first baseman. Yeah, I was up, I think, 7 times. I had one hit. And that's because that guy wasn't paying attention, because I'd never hit it to him. I think it was to the third baseman. He was not even paying attention. I just hit a screamer right by him, and he was like, oh, hey. But when my team wasn't doing well and we were stuck out there for 7 runs, which is like usually about 10 to 12 hits, what did I do? I started joking around with anyone who was around me. So I became the class clown or the field clown. I would joke at the guy who was behind home plate. I'm like, yeah, be careful. We might throw it to you. And he looks at me. He's like, you're not even going to catch it. I'm like, I know. The second baseman and I would just kind of sit there. And it's like, you know, we should probably move in a little bit closer because they're going to hit one right between us. What did they do? They hit one right between us. We looked at each other and we were like, we should have probably moved closer. Oh, boy. You put a bunch of middle-aged men and non-middle-aged younger guys who just aren't in shape, and you put them onto a softball team, you need beer to actually make it more interesting. Oh, we were pathetic, and we were playing a bunch of young guys, too. And God, it just killed us. We were killed today. At least I'm getting out. I get to see what the sunshine looks like since I'm usually at work most of the day. But, hey, that's life, I guess. and I suck at every sport I've thus far played this year. My review this week is actually going to start off with a little disclaimer. My reviews that I do are, they really should be called recommendations, but I like the word review better because it just sounds better. So I'm using the word review, even though these are recommendations of shows that I like that I think you should all be listening to. The show I'm going to review this week is going to be PlanetRetcon.com or Planet Retcon Radio. I've seen it named both. So if you think it's one and it's the other, they're the same show. Actually, this is a show of multiple shows. And what I mean by that, it is created as sci-fi fantasy radio drama. I mean, it's a really interesting concept, and you usually have 2 to 3 stories moving at once. So you really have to go back and listen from the beginning of the podcast to kind of catch up with everything, to kind of see who all the characters are, because it's not every consecutive show does not follow the pattern of the one previous. You will have show A, and then you'll have the bloopers from show A, then you'll have show B and the bloopers from show B, and then back to show A and the bloopers from show A, and it comes out weekly like that, which is actually pretty interesting because these are short stories. They're not as long as, like, Scott Sigler's stories, or and definitely not as long as J.C. Hutchins with Seventh Son. But they are really very well done, multiple cast members, too, which makes it different than the other two authors I just talked about. He uses several people. He does a little bit of an intro, does a little bit of an extro as well, and then puts the story right in the middle with a good combination of music as well as audio talent that really do give a full range of the whole character list. He's usually working with about 3 to 4 people, and these shows usually have about 10 characters in them, and honestly, you would not be able to tell that it is just maybe two to three people. It is that well done, and the music in the background really does kind of pull it in, and you get some space sound effects when it's appropriate. It's not an overly done sound effect-wise, so it's very well done, very much of a character-based program. It is very much a character-based show, which I really like. I've been able to follow all the shows, and occasionally they do slip in a short story, like on April Fool's Day. I'll just tell you this. Listen to the April Fool's Day episode. Came out April 1st, of course. It is very well done, and all I have to say is it got me. It got me good. So, to wrap this up, I'm going to say, listen to PlanetRetcon.com. They are at www.planetretcon.com, and that's all one word except until the dot, of course, the. But hey, let them know that the Barely Podcasting Podcast sent you over if you're a first-time listener over to planetretcon.com. You'll honestly, this is a very well done, even if you don't like sci-fi, I'm sure you'll like this. It is very well character driven, very strong characters as well. So yeah, go check them out. Let them know Barely Podcasting Podcast sent you over, because I know he'll love to hear it. And that is my review. I know. Recommendation. But actually, it's a review. Because I want to say it's a review, so it's a review. Until next week, I will come up with a different review. Yeah. Okay, that's it. My review's done.
What's that? Hold on. There'll be an announcement.
This is General Keyes of the Interstellar Naval Command. Do not panic. There's a podcast out there that you will need to download and listen to. I repeat, you will need to listen to this new podcast. It's called Planet Retcon, and you can find this podcast at planetretcon.com. That's planetretcon.com. Anybody not listening to this podcast will be found and dealt with.
Planet Retcon?
Never heard of it.
I have. It's a great new show. Sci-fi broadcast done in the style of the radio shows of the 1950s.
What are the 1950s? Like the year?
I don't know. It's just what the script says.
Oh.
But the show's great. Funny situations, engaging stories, and I hear the main character of the Stargate Cafe is voiced by a really handsome guy.
Stargate Cafe?
Yeah, that's the flagship show on the Planet Retcon podcast. It's kind of like Cheers in space.
But Stargate Cafe is the name of this place.
Do you think we could...
No, that's impossible.
Download the latest episode of PlanetRetcon.com today at PlanetRetcon.com. All rights reserved.
I know last show I was mentioning that I had a bet going with the Wicked Good podcast, that whoever would win the most would receive something. Well, actually, I do have a nice audio comment from Steve, so here it goes.
This message is brought to you by the Boston Red Sox and the Wicked Good podcast.
Soylent Green.
That's the wrong button. Hang on, let me try it again.
Organized crime.
Oh, well, I guess that kind of makes sense being Chicago, but no, that's not the right one either. Okay, one more try.
But long, chilly dog.
There we go. Sorry about the White Sox, Barely, but rest assured that I'll be enjoying those Chicago-style hot dogs you'll be sending over to the Bay State. I'm looking forward to them. Go Sox!
Yeah, thanks a lot, Steve. I truly appreciate it. But I counter you right now. And the way I counter you is, if anyone watched the game on Sunday between the Red Sox and the White Sox, Friday and Saturday were 9-inning games. So you have two games that total up to 18 innings of winning baseball. The White Sox won on Sunday in 19 innings. So in essence, that's a little over two games. Does that mean I won? That's an interesting quandary that we should think about. So folks, tell me, did I win? Because I won more innings. My team won more innings than his team did. Yeah, I know it. One game versus two games, but I'm negating that point. I'm trying to negate that point. I'm really stretching for straws here. And also, Steve, it's not a chili dog. It is a Chicago-style hot dog, which means no ketchup. No ketchup. But yeah, so hey, come on, folks. Tell me. Let me know. Am I right on this one? Please tell me I'm right. Okay, I know that's enough of me begging, but hey, still, let me know. Am I right? 19 innings versus his 18 innings? I think I got him. Come on, please help me out. Well, I think that's going to pretty much wrap up the show for this week. I appreciate all of you that did download it and have listened to it. If you've gotten this far, then you must have listened to it. Boy, that just actually made absolutely no sense, didn't it, folks? So, yeah, of course, you've made it this far. I am thanking you because you did make it this far. But I did want to do a couple shout-outs here. I want to thank Steve and Maureen for the nice audio clip earlier. Hey, still, let me know. Did I lose or not? I mean, 19, 18, come on. Help me out here, folks. Need your help. I also wanted to thank Random from Sturgeon's Law for the nice intro that he did for me. I'm really beginning to get a bunch of these now, so you're going to start hearing some of these over and over. But hopefully it'll go further and further apart between when you hear them, because I'm going to have more and more coming in. So, hey, if you want to send me one, there's multiple ways you can send it to me. I mean, definitely go. You could do it on the My Chingo if you want to. And if you drop me a quick email saying, hey, look, it's there, but pull it off. And I'll take it right off the My Chingo, which is on the website, and I'll save it from there. I mean, it doesn't have to be from another podcast, even though I do appreciate it. And any podcast that sends it in, I'm definitely going to put it on and say a little thank you to your show. So thank you, Random. And definitely check out Sturgeon's Law. Good show. Also have a quick voicemail here from Kat. She is one person that I did meet at the Chicagoland Podcasters Meetup, so here's Kat's message.
Hey, Bailey, this is Kat. I just called to say what's up and call you a wall sniffer and let you know that it's better to be a wall sniffer than a window licker. I guess that's all I was calling to say. Oh, yeah, and your show when you went to go see, I can't remember now, but Cinderella was opening and you were saying how bad they were. I went and saw Motley Crue last summer being like, yay, old school tunes, I'm going to be so excited. And you're right about the way that people dress. It was hideous, some of the way the ladies were dressed. And I'm like, oh my God, you're like 40 years old and you're wearing no clothes and you don't have a body to be wearing no clothes. And also, they sounded really horrible too, so I could totally relate. But anyways, have an awesome rest of your week, and thanks for reminding me I have to go resell all my pickle favorites. Holy moly. Alright, take care, dude.
Yes, Kat. Definitely the same genre, so you're gonna see the same thing. I bet there were probably some of the same people at each show that we went to. Very scary. I'm not the young pup I used to be, so I definitely don't go out and kind of like, hey, look at me, I'm going to still try to fit into my acid wash jeans. No, I'm going to kind of keep it a little bit more up to date and actually wear stuff that kind of fits, maybe, kind of, a little bit. Also, did have a little bit of activity this week on the Frapper map. Yeah, there's a new show out there. It's called Smart Bomb Radio. It's out of Omaha, Nebraska. Hey, Corby, isn't that your neck of the woods? Anyway, there's this guy out in Omaha, Nebraska, who's not Corby, who's also putting on a podcast. Go figure. You can have more than two, three shows in an area? Namely, like Omaha? I thought there was only beef out there. Corby's going to shoot me on that one. I think also Smart Bomb Radio is going to shoot me on that one. But yeah, he signed up on the map. So yeah, go check out the Frapper map too. I do have a link on the website. I'll be putting all this information here right at the end because I am getting close to wrapping up. I'm kind of trying to keep everything a little bit more tight this week, folks. The music you've been listening to in this episode is called Playtime by the band Soul Seeker. And you can find them at the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. Also, I did want to say that there are going to be a lot of changes to the overall look and feel of the show, but not the format. The format's going to stay the same. I'm going to be adding a couple more things here and there. And the first thing I'm going to add is a new extra, which was done by Erica at the Grow Podcast. I mean, this is phenomenal. I love it. I really do. The second I heard it, I'm like, oh man, I got to put that on at the end of every show because it's just really cool. And she just sent it to me out of the blue. So, Erica, over at the Grow Podcast, thank you very much. I really do appreciate it. And everyone, check out the Grow Podcast. I might review that one here coming up pretty soon. I don't know. What do you think? If I'm listening to it, I could be reviewing it. So, anyway, that's it for me this week. You've been listening to the Barely Podcasting Podcast. And, yeah, I'm Barely. I'm Barely here. Boom, boom. Anyway, you can reach me at Barely. At barelypodcasting.com, or you can come over to the website, which is www.barelypodcasting.com, or you can leave me a voicemail like Kat did at 206-666-2660. And yeah, hey, when you're on the website, leave on my Chingo, or leave me a shoutbox message. I do check that a lot. Trust me, I'm always there. Anyway, until next week, thanks for downloading, and I'll see you all next week. Thanks a lot, folks. How the hell can I do any work with this?